Okay, so let's continue Daf Tzadihem and Aleph. Last time we spoke about Rav Huna's statement, that Rav Huna said, Osa hayom nishtar me'avona shel nov. That's what Rav Huna talked about. We said that very last day, that Tzinchei was on the verge of taking over Yerushalayim, and he said, let's hold off at night. So we said that day, that very last day, was the very last day of being able to account for the avon of nov. So let's just talk about that a little bit. There were roughly seven lines up from the wide lines. The first one in line is V'yishbi benov. So the basic background, the basic story is like this, that David HaMelech, basically they've determined right between David and Yonasan that Shaul is really out to get David. He wants David dead, so David runs away, and he runs to Nov, where there it's populated by the Kohanim. So David HaMelech goes, and he says, you know, I'm sent here, and is there any chance you could please give me some food? So Achimelech, the Kohen, tells him, okay, no problem, and he gives him some food. So over there, there's Doeg HaDomi, and Doeg HaDomi tattles on Achimelech, and he says, he tells Shaul, you know, David HaMelech came by, and Achimelech gave him stuff to eat. So Shaul then wipes out the entire city of Nov, all the Kohanim of Nov, with the exception of one person, as we will see. That one person was Avyasar, and we'll see that's important for Tzadi Hamid Beis. Okay, so now the Gemara continues as follows. The Pasuk writes in Shmuel Beis, Perkhav Aleph Pasuk Design, the Yishbi Benov Asher Bilide Harafa, Umishkal Keno Shloshmios Mishkal Nechoshes, Vuhu Chagr Chadasha, Vayomer Lahakos Es David. So what's going on over here? So Yishbi Benov, we'll see who that is exactly. He was of the children of Harafa. Who's Harafa? So that's based on, you know, the Gemara in Sota. There's a machlokas if Arpa's name was Arpa and they just called her Harafa, or if her name was Harafa and they called her Arpa. But either way, it's referring to Arpa. So the pasuk says Yishbi Benov Asher Bilide Harafa Umishkal Keno. The weight of his spear was Shlosh Meos Mishkal Nechoshes. Was 300 copper weights. In other words, it sounds like Yishbi Benov was a fairly large fellow. V'hu chagor chadasha, and he was girded anew. Now, what that means is bepashtus, that he was girded with new armor, or like with a new sword. Vayomer lahakos es David, and he said to, you know, that he wanted to go kill David. So now, what is V'yishbi Benov? My V'yishbi Benov. What's, is that his name, the Yishbi Benov, or is his name Yishbi? So Amar Yud Amar Rav, Ish Shaba Liskinov. So this is a man who was coming to account for what happened in Nov. What does that mean? Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David, Ad Masa Yiyya Avon Zeh Taman B'yarcha. How much longer is this iniquity, this sin of yours, going to be concealed in your hand, or stowed in your hand? Al Yarcha Nehergad Nov Ir Hakwanim. Through you, the city of the Kohanim Nov was killed out, was wiped out. Al Yarcha Nitrad Doeg HaDomi. And through you, Doeg HaDomi is Nitrad. What does that mean? So the Adama explains, right, based on the what we said in the Mishnah, the very beginning of the Perek, that Doeg HaDomi lost his Chelek Nolam Abbas. That happened because of you, because you resulted in the city being, you resulted in Doeg HaDomi tattling and ultimately losing his share in Olam Abba. Al Yarcha Naragu Shaul Ushlosh Espanav. And through you, Shaul and his three sons were killed. So, Ritzon Chayichal Zarecha, Otimas Biyad Oyev. So which one would you prefer, David HaMelech? Would you prefer that your children get wiped out, or that you be handed over into the hands of the enemy? So Amar Lefanav, so David HaMelech says back, Ribbono Shel Olam Mutav Emas Biyad Oyev, Lo Yichla Zari. It'd be better that I be handed over into the hands of my enemy, rather than my children be wiped out. So Yom Echad. So there was one day, Nafik Liskor Bazai. He went out to, now Rashi explains that Liskor Bazai, that is, at least according to one version that Rashi presents, is that it's a name of a village. The way that the Marsha explains is he went to go hunting. Liskor Bazai. Bazai is like birds or animals. So he went to go trap or hunt birds or animals. Asa Satan v'idmile kitavya. And the Satan came and appeared to him like a deer. Pasuk be'gira v'lomati. So he shot his arrow at him and it didn't reach. So mashche ad da'amt, meaning David HaMelech shot an arrow at the deer, but it didn't hit the deer. Mashche ad da'amtiye le'eretz Plishtim, and the deer, the Satan, led David HaMelech until he ended up in the Eretz Plishtim. K'dechazi Yish B'binov, so when Yish B'binov saw David HaMelech, Amar, he said, Hainu hai de katle le Galias Achid, this is the guy who killed Galias, my brother. So kafse, so Yish B'binov tied up David HaMelech. Kante, Rashi says, like he shmushed him over, he folded him over. The way that the Yadirma says it, it's more like he wrapped him up in like a ball of, he wrapped him up into like a cloth. Osve v'shadye tuse be'badye, or osve, some take out the shadye, some take out the osve. So osve v'shadye tuse be'badye. And he then placed him, he threw him beneath the base habad, the olive press. It's avad le'nisa, so a miracle happened. Machale arab mituse, and the ground crumbled or loosened from beneath David HaMelech. Hainu dechsev, and that's what it means. In other words, so he didn't end up getting crushed. Hainu dechsev, and that's what the pasuk in Tehillim means when it says tachiv tzaadi tachtoi v'lo ma'adu karsu lai. The tachiv tzaadi tachtoi, my stance widened beneath me v'lo ma'adu karsu lai, and my ankles didn't give way. Okay, so ahu yoma apani demal shabbat ha'ava. So that day was erev Shabbos. Avishai ben Tzeruya, so David HaMelech's general Avishai, have a kachayif reishai bedalet garvi demai. He was rubbing his head, he was washing his hair with four barrels of water. Chazinu kisamidam, and all of a sudden he sees that there are spots of blood. So ikda ami, or some say asa yona itch of kamei, a dove came and was like hurting itself in front of Avishai. Omar, so Avishai thought to himself, Knesset Yisrael, Leona Intila, we know that that Knesset Yisrael is compared to a dove. Shnemar Kanta Yona Nechpe Bakesef. So Shema Mina, David Malka, the Yisrael, Betzara Shari. So it must be that David Malach is in trouble. So Asa Lebese, so we went to his house. Velo Ashkechin, he didn't find him. Okay, so Omar, so then he said, Tanan. Ein rochven al suso ve'ein yoshven al kiso ve'mishtamshin b'sharvito. In the second parak of Sanhedrin, we know the halacha is that you cannot make use of things that are devoted for the king. So you're not allowed to ride his horse, you're not allowed to sit in his throne, and you're not allowed to use his scepter. So now b'shasa sakana, what's the story when it's b'shasa sakana? So asa shal b'midrasha, so he came and he asked the beis medrash. Relayed, they said to him, b'shasa sakana shapardam, there's no problem b'shasa sakana using the king's items. So rachve l'pirdei, become the azel. So he then took off, he rode on the mule of David HaMelech. Kaftzalei Ara, and he had a tremendous kvitzas hadarach. Now Rashi explains Kaftzalei Ara, Kaftzalei Ara doesn't mean that the animal went quickly or whatever it was. Rashi really understands that the earth kind of shrank. And Memela, he was able to reach the place more quickly. The Adma understands that it's more like kvitza, like we typically think about it, that it's like a lashon of jumping, that the animal ended up going very, very quickly. Okay, so Bahadita Kamiski, while he was traveling, or while he was going, Chazye l'arpa ime dahavas navla. So he saw Arpa, the mother of Yishbi Benov, who was spinning. Ki Chazise, when she saw him, pesakta l'pilcha. So she snapped her pelech, her spindle, shadse ilve, and she threw it at him. She wanted to kill him. So Amrle, she said to him, now it turns out that she didn't end up killing him. It ended up falling to the ground. So Amrle, she said to him, Elam, I see the pelech. Young lad, give me my pelech. So paske beresh mocha v'katla. So he took it, he threw it at her head, and he killed her. So Karchazi Yishbi Menov, when Yishbi Menov saw that Avishai showed up, Amar, he said, Hashta Havu Betrain. Now there are two against me, Vakatlani, and they will kill me. So Paskil David Ila Ila, he threw David up into the air, Vidatzle the Romche, and he stuck his spear into the ground. Amar Nipal Allah Viniktal. David HaMelech will now fall onto my spear, and he will die. So the question is, why did he have to use such a creative way of killing David HaMelech? Some try to say that he wanted to kill him al yedei grama, but from the base Chabad story from right before, it doesn't seem like he really had a problem killing David HaMelech hands-on. So there is an interesting pshat that that Yishbi Benov thought the who brings this down, the Shalos Teshuvos Ere Rebbe Meshulam. So it brings down that that Yishbi Benov thought that David HaMelech used Kishuf in order to get out of the Beis Chabad. So we know that Kishuf, you know, he can't be shulit on Kishuf. He can't use Kishuf if he's on the ground. So if he throws him up in the air, he won't be able to use Kishuf. So that's why he throws him up in the air. By the way, also, there's a Ben Yehuda who asked an interesting question. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was supposed to be handing over David HaMelech into the hands of the Plishtim, so why is it that he miraculously escaped the Beis Chabad if he was supposed to be killed by Yishbi Benov? Ben Yehuda gives an interesting tirutz. He says that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want him to die that way because it's similar to Chenek, and people would think that the reason that he died was because of the Ma'aseh Hasheva, that David HaMelech was supposed to be held accountable for Eish HaSish, and that's why he was getting Chenek. Okay, that's Ben Yehuda. So therefore, he had to be miraculously saved from the Beis Chabad, and now Yishbi Benov is attempting to kill David by throwing him up in the air and having him land on his spear. Okay, so now Amar Avishai Shem. So Avishai quickly says the Shem of Mefarish, Ikme Ukme LeDavid Ben Shemai LeAra, and now David is stuck in between the heaven and the earth. In other words, he's suspended in the air. So now the question is, well, then why didn't David HaMelech say the Shem of Mefarish? V'nei Leihu, and David HaMelech said. So no, Ein Chavish Motzi Atzmo Min Beis HaShoron. A person who is bound up, a person who is imprisoned, incarcerated, he can't release himself from his circumstance, from his prison. So Amar Leih, so now back to the story. Avishai says to my Baisach, what are you doing here? So Amar Leih, Hachi Amar Kutsh Brichu, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, V'Hachi Ahadrile. In other words, he says, this is the conversation I had with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the deal that we made. So Amar Leih, so Avishai says back to David, Apech Tzluch Tzluchek, no, flip around your tefillah. Barbarach Kira Lizvon, it'd be better that your grandchild sell wax. Va'atlo Tastar, rather than you be in pain. So in other words, rather that your children get wiped out than you be handed over into the hands of the Plishtim. So Amar Leih, so David HaMelech says back to Avishai, Ihachi, Sai Ba'adan, fine, if that's what you want, so help me out. So Hanadachse Vayazr lo Avishai ben Tzruya, that Avishai ben Tzruya helped him. Amar Yura Amarav, Sha'azru Betfila, means that he helped him by helping him by davening. Okay, so Amar Avishai Shem, V'achtei, so Avishai said the Shem of Varish, and he brought David HaMelech back down to the ground. So Havakaradat Basrayu, so now Yishbi Benov is running after David HaMelech and Avishai. So Kimata Kuvi, when they reached Kuvi, Amri Kum Bey, they said, let's fight him off, but they didn't. Kimata Bey Trey, but then when they got to Bey Trey, Amri, to the place called Betray, Amri Betray Gurion Katlul Arya, is it possible for two cubs to kill the fully grown lion? So they came up with a plan. Amri later said to him, Zil Ishachach Arpa Imech Bekivit, go find your mother Arpa, who is in the grave. In other words, your mother Arpa is dead. So Ki Itkru Le Shema the Ime, when they mentioned the name of his mother, Kachesh Chele Yishbi Benov became debilitated, the Katluha, and they killed him. And that's what the pasuk means when they tell David HaMelech after this whole episode, "Az nishbu anshi David lo lemor lo teitzei odi tanu lamachama." You won't go out to war with us anymore. Velo sechabat es ner Israel, so that the ner Israel does not get extinguished. Okay, so that's the story of David HaMelech with Yishbi Benov. So now Tanu Banan shlosha kavtzalem arts. There were three people for whom there was a kvitzas haaretz. And again, Rashi, the way the Rashi explains it is that the earth shrank in order to make the distance shorter. So Eliezer ben Avram, Yaakov Avinu, Avishai ben Tzeruya. Those are the three people, Eliezer, Yaakov, and Avishai ben Tzeruya. Avishai ben Tzeruya, Hadamar, that's what we just had. Eliezer ben Avram, how do you see that he had Kvitzas Haaretz? Tachsiv, Vavo Hayom El Ha'ayin, and I came today to the Ayin. So why is he emphasizing Hayom? Remember the Hu Yom Anava, because that was the very same day that he left. Yaakov Avinu, Tachsiv, Vayetzi Yaakov, Mebeir Sheva, Vayelch Charana, Huksiv Ayifka, B'makom, Vayol and Sham, Kibah HaShemesh. And he bumped into that place, and he slept there because the sun set. So Kimatul Charan, what happened here, when he reached Charan, Amar Efshar Avarti Al-Makom, Shespalu, Bo'a Vosa, is it possible that I passed over a place where my father is davened? Vanilos Blaltibo, and I'm not going to daven there. So Bala Matter, so he sought to go backwards. Kivin the hear her Bedaite, The Mahadir, once he thought to go back, Kavtzalei Ara. So there was a Kvitzas Haaretz Miyad VaYivka B'Makom. So he suddenly bumped into that place. So Davar Acher. Or there's another Prat Ein Pegia, that the Lashon Pegia is Ein Pegia Ela Tefila. Shenemar V'Atal Al Tispalel Ba'ar Hayom Zeh V'Al Tisa Ba'Adam Rino Tefila V'Al Tivga Bi. Do not daven to me, is how we're understanding it. Okay. So now Vayolin Shem Kibah Hashemesh. The pasuk says he slept there because the sun set. Basu Tetzali Ba'al Ma'arab, because after he finished davening, he wanted to go back. So Amr to continue back on the journey. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Ba'al Beis Maloni, Yipatu B'lo Lina, this Tzadik came to my Malon, to my inn, to my hotel, and he's going to leave without sleeping. So Miyad Ba'al HaShemesh, so immediately the sun set. And that's the meaning of the pasuk when it says that the sun shone for him. So what the sun shone only for Yaakov Avinu, it didn't shine for the whole world. That what it means is that the sun that set for him, so also shone for him. Okay. So there's actually a very interesting trad over here from the Rinas Yitzchak, from Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin. He writes in his Sefer Rinas Yitzchak on Chelak. So he brings out an interesting trad. I couldn't find the Brisker Rav, but he quotes the Brisker Rav as having this point that why is it that Yaakov Avinu had Kfitzas Haaretz when he wanted to go back to Beis El in order to go Davin, but not when he was going to Haran? So the Brisker Rav explains that it's because the halicha to Haran was actually a mitzvah in and of itself, while the going backwards to Beis El in order to daven, so that wasn't quite a mitzvah, that was more a hechsher in order to get to the next step, but it wasn't the actual maisa mitzvah. So therefore you could have a kvitzas aderech for going to Beis El, but not for going to Haran. Because if there would have been a kvitzas haaretz, so there would have been a chisaron in the maisa mitzvah itself of going to Haran. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Sirotzkin asks, so he says, but we know when it comes to Lech Lecha, we know that we said it Lech Lecha me'artzcha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mechayev the mitzvah on Avraham Avinu, and he wanted, the Medrash says that he wanted to give him schar for kol psia upsia, for every single step. So Rav Baruch Be'er says, how is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Avraham Avinu could get schar for every single step? Because he didn't tell him a destination point. Because that's what makes it that the mitzvah in and of itself is the going. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have told him the destination point, so then the halicha just becomes a way of getting to the destination point. It becomes a hechsher mitzvah. So so Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin asks, so how is it that over here that Yaakov Avinu had a destination point? So if he had a destination point, so why is it that the halicha is considered a maisa mitzvah in and of itself? It's not. It's just a hechsher in order to get to the destination point. So Rav Yitzchak Sirotzkin says, so there were two tzivuim that Yaakov had when he left Beersheba. He had a tzivoy from Yitzchak Avinu to go get a shidduch, but he also had a tzivoy from his mother to go run away from Esav. So, anachnami, as far as Yitzchak Avinu was concerned, the mitzvah was the destination point to get to Haran in order to go get a shidduch. But as far as Rivka was concerned, the mitzvah was just to get out of here, to run away from Esav. And therefore, the halicha itself was a ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay, anyway. Fine, so let's continue. So the Gemara says, Uminalan, the Kalazari the David. How do we know that all of this, so now, because the tefillos were flipped, right, and David HaMelech now, instead of him being handed over to the enemy, so now his kids are going to have to be wiped out. So Uminalan, the Kalazari the David. So how do we know that David's kids were wiped out? So the Chsiv, and the basic background to this pasuk is, we know that Achaziah is one of the Malchi Yisrael, and he's not one of the Malchi Yisrael. He's one of the Malchi Yehuda. And Elisha then anoints Yehu to be one of the Malchi Yisrael. And so Ahaziah was one of the bad kings, and Yehu is a good king. So Yehu and goes to war with Ahaziah, and Yehu kills Ahaziah. So Ataliah, she is the mother of Ahaziah, gets wind of this, and she hits the ceiling, and she wipes out the entire royal family. So that's now where we're holding. Now, she wipes out everybody with the exception of one person. That's the story with Yoash, that Yoash is the one person who isn't wiped out. Yoash is hidden in the Mikdash. So now, Uminam de Kolazari de David. How do you know that the children of David were wiped out? Tichsev is the pasuk writes, "Vatalia im Achazyahu Rasa kimes bina." Atalia saw that her son died. Vatakam vatabed is called Zerah Hamamlacha. So she got up and she wiped out the entire royal family. So the question is, "Vahishtari le Yosh?" But what didn't Yosh remain? She didn't wipe out the entire royal family. So the Gemara says, "Enachanami Hasanami Yishtari of Yasser." But we know that by Nov, right, that even though the whole city of Nov was wiped out, the whole city of Nov, all the Kohanim were wiped out with the exception of one person, that was Avyasar. So Hasanami Yishtari of Yasser. Avyasar remained from the city of Nov. Dechsev Ayimalit ben Achad Lachi Melech ben Achitov Ushmo Avyasar. That there was one person who escaped. And Amr Yudah Marav, Ilmali Nishtayer of Yasser, Lachimelech, Ben Achitov, if not for the fact that if Yasser would have remained from Achimelech, Lo Nishtayer Mizar Rosh HaDavid, Sereda Palit, there would not be even one person left over from David Melech's family. So now, the same way that the city, David HaMelech was being held accountable for the fact that, Nov, the Kohanim of Nov, were all wiped out, and but there was still only one person who remained from that. From that whole city, so the same thing that when Atalia would wipe out the entire royal family, she would be able to wipe out only the whole family with the exception of one person. And that's how there was one remnant from David HaMelech's family. Okay, so now, Amar Rav Yehuda, going back to the story about Sancheirev. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Ba'aleim Sancheirev Harasha, Barban V'chmisha Elef, Ish B'nei Melachim. So Sancheirev came up with an army of 45,000 sons of kings, so princes, let's say, Yoshvim Bekaronos Shazav, who were sitting in wagons of gold, Viman Shaglonos, and with them were queens, Vizonos, Ubishmonim Elef Giborim, Levushe Sheryon Uklipa. And there were 80,000 strong men who were wearing this heavy-duty armor that was like layered with either ringed or layered of layers of iron, whatever it is. So super intense armor. Ubishishim elef achuzi chayv ratzim lefanav, and there were 60,000 people holding swords, running in front of them. But sha'ar parashim, and the rest were like cavalry. Uvechin boal Avram, and the same thing happened by Avram Avinu. Uvechin asin levo im Gog Umag, and the same similar thing is going to happen by Gog Umag. So now let's just tally up the numbers here for a second. We have 45,000 plus 80,000 plus 60,000, so that gets us to 185,000 people. So now, but Masnisa Tana, we have in the Braisa, Orich Machaneo Arba Meos Parsi, the length of the camp of Sancheirev was 400 Parsa. Rachav Tzavar Susav Arban Parsi, and the width of the necks of the horses were 40 Parsa. What that means is that if you, the way the Yad Ramah explains is that if you lined up all the horses right next to each other, so the whole width of the camp would be 40 Parsa. So Sach Machanehu, so what's the total for the camp? Masayim Vishishim Ribo, they take out the Alpayim here, is 2.6 million Chazer Chad, minus 1. So what does that mean, minus 1? So Bari Abai, which unit? Bari Abai Chazer Chad Ribuya, is that a 10,000? O Chazer Chad Alpha, is that 1,000? O Chazer Meir, or 100? O Chazer Chad, or is that minus 1? So take, yeah, we'll leave it as a take. Okay, fine. But either way, Tana, Rishonim Avru Besechi. The first ones who came over, the first set of horses and legions who came over with Sancheirev's army when they're crossing over the Yarden, some say it wasn't really the Yarden, but when they passed over Bisachi. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that they were swimming, and the way the Yad Ramah explains is that it's a lashon of like being crouched over. As they were swimming, they were kind of like crouched. Shenemar, as they can't be upright if they're swimming across. Shenemar, as the pasuk writes, v'chalaf biyuda shataf v'avar. Okay, but either way, as they're going, some explained that they drank the water, the horses drank the water, and so now, when the next set of troops come over, so Emtzaiim Avru Bekoma, so when the middle troops came over, they passed over Bekoma while they were upright. In other words, the water level was lowered. Shenemar Ad Tzaver Yagia. Okay, it only went up to the neck. Acharonim He'alu Afar Barglim. And the last ones went, there was already no water left, and they were already bringing up dirt as they were walking. V'lo matzu mayim benar lishtos, and they didn't even find any water to drink. Acheviu mayim mimakom acher, until they brought water from another place. V'shasu, and they drank. Shenemar, as the pasuk writes, ani karti v'shasisi mayim. Ani karti v'shasisi mayim v'achter bekat pa'amai kol yorei matzor. Okay, v'haksiv. But wait a second, doesn't the pasuk write, Vayetze Malach Hashem Vayakib Amachan Ashur, Mea Ushmonim Vachemisha Elef, that he hit a camp, and the camp was comprised of 185 1,000 people. Vayashkimu b'boker v'nei kulam pagar mesim, and they were all dead. So what's going on here? How many people were in the camp already? 185,000, or this massive number that we mentioned in the Braisa? So Amar Vavo halalu Rashi Gayas was saying, no, that was just the head of the legions. So Amar Ravashi, now Ravashi says, Dekanami dechsiv. In fact, I have a diak like this from the Pasuk. The Pasuk writes, the whole Pasuk is in Pasuk Yeshaya, Paragir Pasuk Design, L'cheni Yishalach Adon Hashem Tzvakos, Bimishmanov Razon. What's Bimishmanov? Bishmenim de Ispo. Among the Shmenim, that's who was wiped out. So that's the head of the legions, that's who the number of 185,000 corresponds to. Okay, Amar Ravina. So we also have a diak from this pasuk. It says, "Vayishlach Hashem Malach vayachid kol gibor chayil v'nagid v'sar b'machna v'chulei v'yavo beis elokav umyitzei me'av shami pilu b'charev." So you see from this pasuk that it was the gibor chayils who were wiped out. So shmamina. Okay. So now, b'mahi kam. With what did he hit them? Did the malach hit the army? So Amar. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer biyad he kam. He hit them, but with a hand. Shanemar vayarisol as hayad hagedola. What's hayad? So hayad sha'asidali parmim sanchev, the very same hand that would go and punish sanchev. Rabbi Yeshua Omer be'etzba hikim. He hit them with the finger. Shanemar vayomar chartumim el paro etzba elokim hi. He etzba sha'asidali parmim sanchev. That's the very same finger that would punish sanchev. Rabbi Lazar benosha b'yosi aglili Omer, Omer lo akarish bachel akavril maglach. Nitusha, is your magal, is your scythe sharpened? So Gabriel HaMalach says back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Nitusha v'omedes m'sheish yismei breishis. It's already been sharpened from sheish yismei breishis. Shnemar, as the Pasuk writes in Yeshaya Perek Chavalach Pasuk Tezvav, Ki mibnei charavos nadadu, because of the swords they shook, mibnei cherev nitusha, because of the sharpened sword. So Reb Shimon ben Yochai Omer also haperek that time that season zman bishul peiros haya, it was the time of the ripening of the fruit. Amalo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Gavriel. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Gavriel, kishati yotzi levashul peiros, when you go to take care of ripening the fruits, has cake lahem, please take care of Sancheir's army. Shenemar, as the pasuk writes, midei avro yikach etzchem ki bavoker bavoker yavor bayom avalayla v'haya rak zivaa havin shmua. Okay. So Amr of Papa, Hainu de Amri Inchi, that's what people mean when they say, Agav Orchach, the Labal Devava Ishtama, that on your merry way, you'll bump into your enemy and deal with him. Okay. So now, so it's in the same way that Gavriel was on his merry way dealing with his job of ripening the fruits, he also took care of the enemies. The Yesh Omrim, Bechotman Nashaf Behen, he blew into their noses, Vamesu, and they died. Shenemar, Begam Nashaf Behem, Vayivashu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Ava Amar Kapaim Sipek Lehem. He clapped his hands. Vameis when they died. Shneimer Vagamani Ake Kapi El Kapi Hanichosi Chamasi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar Aznaim Gila Lehem. He opened their ears. Veshamu Shira and they heard the song Mipi Chayos from the animals. Vameis when they died. Shneimer Me Rome Musacha Naftu Gayim. Okay, so now the common Shtayer Mehem. How many people were left of Sancheirov's army? So Rav Amar, so Rav says like this, Asar, there were 10, Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes, Ushar Eitz, now this is in reference to the Sancheirov's army, it's a metaphor, Ushar Eitz Ya'aro, and the remaining wood of the forest, Mispor was a number, Mispor Yiyu, they would be a number, V'na'ar Yichtevim, and a child would write them. What does that mean? Kamen Na'ar Yochel Lechtov, how much is a child able to write? Asara. 10. Now, what does it mean the child is able to write 10? So the way the Yadam explains it is that the easiest letter to form, to write, with ink, is a yud. That's the easiest os to write, so that is what it means when a child is able to write yud. He's able to write 10. Okay, so that's how we know that there were 10 people in order to, 10 people left. Okay, Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, as follows, Shmuel says there were tisha, there were 9. Shemar, how do we know? The Pasuk writes, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Yud Zayin. V'nishar bo olelos, and there were olives left. Kinoketh zayis, like after the plucking of a zayis tree, of an olive tree. Shnayim shlosha gargirim, 2 or 3 olives. Barosh amir, at the top of the bow of the tree. Arba chamisha b'si'ifeha, 4 or 5 in the branches. Poria were flourishing. So now, what does it mean that there were four or five? So he takes a look at the four or five, and Shmuel says, oh, so you see, four plus five is nine, so there were nine people left. Okay, fine. So the way that Rashi explains this pasuk is that Shmuel is basically saying, when it starts off in the pasuk and it says that there are two or three olives, Barosh Amir, by the bow of the tree, and then there are four or five, Bisi'ifeha, so what exactly does that mean? So the pasuk is trying to tell you there were only two left, three left, meaning there were very few left. Now, how much were there? To be more precise, there were four or five, meaning a total of nine. Okay. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi Amar, Arba'asar, there were actually 14 left. Shnemar, and now Rabbi Shuv ben Levi just adds up all the numbers in the pasuk. Shnemar, Shnaim, Shlosha, V'chulei, Arba'a, V'chamisha. So in other words, 2 plus 3 is 5, plus 9 is 14. Okay, now Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Chamisha, there were actually 5 left. Sancheirev, Ushnei Banav, Sancheirev and his 2 kids, Nevuchadnezzar, Unevuzar Adam. So now Nevuzar Adan Gemar, that we just have a Masara for, that he was one of the people left. Nevuchadnezzar, Dechsiv, Ferevi Derivi A'a, Damei Labar Lehin, right? So this is by the Kivshan Eish story with Hanan Mishal Vazar that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, that Nevuchadnezzar peers into the Kivshan Eish and he says, what's going on? We stuck them in when there were three people who were tied up, and now I see they're all walking around and there are four of them, and the fourth guy looks like a malach. Well, V'ilav D'chazeh, if you wouldn't have seen him, Mina Haviyadav, how would he know what a malach looked like? Now, the Anima explains that Gavriel Malach was Gufa, the person who came to wipe out the camp of Sancheir, and Gavriel Malach was also the person who came to save Hanan Mishal Vazari in the Kivshan Eish. Rashi also says something like this. And therefore, when Nebuchadnezzar sees him, he was able to recognize that that was Gavriel. Okay. Sancheir v'shnei banav, dechsev, how do you know that Sancheir and his two sons were walked out alive? Vayihi hu mishtachev beis nisroch elohav, and he was bowing down to his Avodah Zarah, v'adramelech v'sharetzer banav, hikuhu b'cherev, and his sons, Adramelech and Sharetzer, killed him. Okay. Fine, so now we're finished with figuring out how they were hit, and all these different mahalchim, was it b'yad, was it b'etzba, etc., and how many people were left. So now, Amar Rav Avahu, Yomali Mikra Kasav Iyev Shalom Omer. If I wouldn't have the following pasuk writing what it writes, it would be impossible to say such a thing. What's the pasuk? Dechsev, as the pasuk writes in Yeshaya Perk Zayin Pasuk Chaf, Vayomahu Yigalach Hashem B'sa'ar Haschira, that on that day Hashem will shave with a, literally means a rented razor, Be'evrei Nahar, B'melech Ashur, he is going to shave the Melech Ashur, as Harosh, he'll shave his head, V'sar Haraglaim, and the hair of his legs, V'gam as Hazakan Tispan, also the beard will be diminished. So now, what does this pasuk mean? So we have the following drush. Asa kutshabrichu. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu came. V'idmile kegavra saba. And the way that the Anima explains it is that he had a malach appear before him as an elderly gentleman. Amalei. And now this elderly gentleman goes over to Sancheir and he says, "Ki azalt lagabi malchim Mizrach u'Ma'arav." When you go back to the kings of Mizrach u'Ma'arav, that you brought their kids, and you killed them, by Amitlu. What does this mean? So what are you going to tell these kings when they find out that you killed their kids? And what does that mean? So this is based on what we said before, right? Before we said that that in the army of Sancheiriv, there were 45,000 B'nai Malachim who were part of that army. Now that whole army was wiped out. So now Sancheiriv is going to have to go back home, and what's he going to tell all their parents? So Amar Lay, they change. So Sancheir says back to the elderly gentleman, "Hahu gavra, pahu pachad adami yosef." You're right. I actually am afraid of that, and I'm really concerned about that. So Amarlei hechinavitzah. Sancheir says, "What should I do?" So the elderly man says, "Zil ushnei nafshach. Go and change your appearance so that they don't recognize you." So Sancheir says, "So how should I change myself?" So Amarlei zil aisili mispara. Go and bring me some scissors. Gazeich. And I'm going to give you a haircut. And that way you'll look different. So, Mehech Aisi, where should I get scissors from? So the elderly man says, Olahu Beisav Aisi, go to that certain house and bring me the scissors. So, Azal, he went, Ashkechinu, Asu Malachi Sharis, Ve'idmule, Kegari, Vahavukatachni, Kashisa. So the Malachi Sharis came and they appeared to him like men, and they were grinding, Rashi says, Kashiasa, they were grinding dates of date pits. So now, Amrle, Amar luhu, havu li mispro. Can you give me some scissors, please? So Amrulay, so they said back to him, Tachon chad geriva, tekashiyas of nitlach. We can't give it to you for free, but what you can do is grind up one sa'az worth of date pits, and then it's yours. So Tachon chad geriva, tekashiyas, so he ground up one sa'az worth of date pits, viavale mispart, and they gave him the scissors. But now, by the time that he's finished with all this labor, had the asa, by the time he got around to coming back, ichshach, it was already dark. So Amrlei, so now the elderly man tells Sancheirev, Zil, I see Nura, go bring me some fire so that we can see what I'm doing. So Azel, he went, I see Nura, and brought a fire. So Bahadi de Kanafech lay, while he was blowing on the coal in order to better the fire, Atli itli bay Nura bedikne, the fire got stuck in his beard. Azal gazye lereshe. So now, in the meantime, the elderly man gives him a haircut, and they take off the dikne, because right, the zakan is being burned right now. So azal gazye lereshe. So he gave him a haircut. So now, amru, or some take this out. Hainu dechsiv. That's what the pasuk means when it says v'ganas hazakan tispa, and also the beard would be diminished. So now, amarav papa hainu darmi inchi. That's what people mean when they say garir teila arma. The Shaprale, that if you singe, if you scorch a guyish fellow, and he's happy about it, itle nur bedikne, go burn his beard, go stick a fire in his beard, v'lo savata chuchaminen, you won't stop laughing. You won't be satiated from laughter. Azal ashkach, so the Yanama asked the obvious question, what is the whole purpose of the story? So he says that the whole pasuk has come to show you what a mockery was made of Sancheirev. The whole story is supposed to be completely absurd. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Azal ashkach dapa metivusa de Noach. He went and he found a board from the teva of Noach. Amar, and he said, Hainu alaka rabba, or Allah the rabba de sheizvei le Noach mitufana. This is the great God that saved Noach from the flood. In other words, he's making the board from Noach's teva into Avodah Zarah. Amar, I azal ahu gavra umafach. If I am successful, makariv lahu latrain benoi kamach. I will be makariv. I will bring up my two kids as karbanos to you, the board. So shamu benoi v'kadlu. So his two kids heard this and they killed him. Haynu dechsev ayihu mishtach v'beis nisroch elohav. That's what it means in the pasuk when it says that he was bowing down to beis nisroch elohav. V'ajamelch v'shar etzer benav he kahu b'cherev. They hit him with the sword. So what does it mean that he was bowing down based in his stroke? So the way we understand is that it's from a lashon of Neser. That's how Rashi explains it. That he was bowing down to the board from the Teva, and then he was basically making this Nevodah Zarah, and he's offering up his kids. So Adramelech and Sharetzer, his kids, quickly killed him. Okay. Now let's talk about Avram Avinu for a minute. So the Pasuk by Avram Avinu writes, Vayicholek aleim laila hu vavadav. Hu vavadav vayakem. So the whole pasuk is vaychalik aleim laila. Hu vavadav vayakem vayirdefem achova asher bin small adamasch. So there was a malach who came to help Avram Avinu. So Amar Yochanan osa malach shenizdamelo laAvram laila shemo. That laila that came, well, his name was Laila. Shemar vahalaila Amar horagel. Fine. Rav Yitzchak Amar, and they change this from shaasa. It seems to make a little bit more sense. Shenaasa. Emo Maisa Laila. No, that there was a Maisa Laila that happened. What does it mean? Shenemar, as the Pasuk writes in Shoftim, Min Shamayim Milchamu HaKochavim Im Silosam Milchamu Im Sisra. Okay. So now, Amrish Lakish, Tabad de Nafcha Mide Bar Nafcha. What Nafcha said is better than Bar Nafcha. In other words, what the blacksmith, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, said is better than what the son of the blacksmith says. That Rashi explains. Rashi gives two mahalchim here, but one of the pshatim is that Rabbi Yochanan's father was a napach, was a blacksmith of some sort. Okay, so last piece. So the Gemara says Vayirdav Adon. So this is by Avram Avinu still. That Avram Avinu, it says the whole pasuk is Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. This is in Bereishis Perek Yudal pasuk Yudalid. Vayishma Avram ki nishba achiv. He heard that his brother, now this is referring to Lod, right, that he was captured by Yarek Eschanichav, Yelidei Beiso, Shimon Asar, Shlosh Me'os, Vayirdok Adon, and he chased until Don. So what's so special about Don? So the Gemara explains, Amr Yochanan Kivin Shaba Osu Tzadak Adon, once that Tzadak got to Don, Tashash Kocho, he became debilitated. How so? Because Ra'abanav she'asidin la'avod avodazar b'dan. Because he foresaw that his descendants would ultimately worship avodazar and dan. Shnemer, as it says by the pasuk of Yeravam, v'yasam esa echad v'veisel, v'esa echad nasan b'dan. Right? So what happened over there? That Rechavam is the melech who's in Yerushalayim, and Yeravam is in the north. And Yeravam is nervous that if he allows any of the Jewish people, any of Yisrael, to go to Yerushalayim, to be Ola Regal, that they're going to go gang up together with Rechavam. So instead he sets up these two Egel Hazavs, and he sets up one in Bebeis El and one in Dan. Va'afos Rasha lo nizgaber achi yigil Dan. In fact, that Rasha, meaning Sanchev, was not successful until he got to Dan. Shnemer midan nishma nachras Yusuf. That is, the snorting of his horses could be heard from Dan. Okay, so what do we say? So we started off discussing the story of Yishbi Beno, that David HaMelech had to be accounted for the story, for the Kohanim of Nov who were wiped out. So Akash Baruch Hu makes a deal with David HaMelech. He says, who do you want to be wiped out, you or your kids? So David HaMelech says, I'd prefer that I be handed over to the enemy. So he's hunting one day, and the Satan leads him, the Satan appears to him as a tzvi, as a deer, and he leads him to the plishtim. Yishbinov takes David HaMelech, he ties him up, he puts him into the base of Bat, he tries crushing him, but there's a miracle, and David HaMelech is saved. In the meantime, Avisha ben Tzruya figures out that David HaMelech is in trouble, and he gets a heter from the base medrash in order to go use David HaMelech's mule in order to go find David HaMelech, and he finds David HaMelech. On the way there, he kills Arpa, the mother of Yishbi Benov. She tries killing him, but Avisha ben Tzruya ends up killing her. So he goes to Yishbi Benov. Yishbi Benov sees that Avisha is approaching, so he quickly throws up David HaMelech and he stabs his spear into the ground, hoping to kill David HaMelech by having David HaMelech fall onto the spear. Avisha ben Tzruya quickly says Shem Mefarsh. He freezes David HaMelech in air, and he says to David HaMelech, you have to reverse the tefillah. So he reverses the tefillah, and then he brings down David HaMelech after he reverses the tefillah. They run away, and ultimately they kill Yishbi Benov by mentioning the fact that Arpa had died. Then the Gemara goes on to discuss three people for whom there was Kfitzas Ha'aretz. We said Eliezer, Yaakov Avinu, and Avisha ben Tzruya. The Gemara then goes on to say that if David HaMelech ended up living, so then his kids had to be wiped out, so we have to bring the story of Ataya, where Ataya wipes out the entire royal family, with the exception of Avyasar, the same way that by Nov, there was one person who remained from the city of Nov, so Avyasar, it was fitting that there should be one person at least remaining from the royal family. Then the Gemara goes to figure out how big Sancheiv's army was. Was it 185,000? Was it larger? We said, how exactly did the Malach Hashem kill Sancheiv's army? Did he hit them with a yad, with an etzba? Ultimately, we go on to discuss how many people were left over from the army. We had a couple of different halachim. Either said 10, or 9, or 5, or 14. And then the Gemara goes on to depict this interesting story, this pasuk in Yeshaya that we darshan to be this story of HaKadosh Baruch Hu having a malach dress up, appear as an elderly man who tells Sancheiv this whole ridiculous thing about how, what's he going to tell them, the name Malachim, and he makes a mockery out of Sancheiv. And then finally we said that the two kids of David of Sancheiv, so Sancheiv was going to offer them up as a karban to the board that he got from Noach's Teva, so when they get wind of this, they quickly kill Sancheiv. And then the last thing was, we just discussed that when Avraham Avinu was fighting, so there was a malach who helped him out. So Rabbi Yochanan says the malach's name was Lila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nachta says that there was just a maisa Lila that happened for him. And then we had that Avraham Avinu chases until Dan. What's so special about Dan? Because that's where Yeravam ben Nevat set up the two, the Avodah Zarah, the Egel Azavs, that the descendants of Avraham Avinu would ultimately worship. And that's why Avraham Avinu was only able to chase up until Dan.